This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm just going to keep Captain Boston and Tito Howard on for two more segments. Your chance to talk to them about the dastardly attack on the USS Liberty, the cover-up by LBJ and McNamara, and of course Captain Boston has now gone public. A lot of other people have gone public, like the former CIA director who died shortly after, and we've got Mr. Moore, the Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral, many others, and this will be our next to last installment. We're going to have Admiral Moore on later this week, but it's an important enough subject to cover it in depth. Later, I got a bunch of news coming up on just a whole host of issues. Captain, Tito, you guys ready to go to calls?
Yep, sure.
Okay, let's talk to Scott in Mass. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much. Captain Boston, two quick questions, sir. I understand that we have provided Israel with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles that are available on submarines.
Now, those are German Dolphins with Harpoon nuclear-tipped cruise missiles, and that was in the news 2 weeks ago. I don't know if Captain Boston's aware.
No, right, Boston? I'm not. That's beyond my...
The real crux of the question is motive. From what I understand about the Israelis' motive for damaging and trying to sink the Liberty is that they wanted to infiltrate and attack Syria, and we didn't want them to attack Syria. And if they did go ahead and attack Syria, we would know because the Liberty would have alerted us to
well,
that
the target,
attack.
Sir, the target was Egypt, according to what I've been told. Captain Boston?
Well, my knowledge is limited to what I've read, and I've read reliable reports that they hit Egypt. They claimed when they contacted Washington that Egypt attacked them. But I think Banford's book supports the it was a lie. He even says it was a lie that Israelis had hit Egypt. And then they said they weren't going to fight anymore, that was it. And so we had an intelligence gathering ship. They thought we had information where they moved their troops from the Egyptian side back up to Syria. And so they went ahead and took the Golan Heights then. So, yes, it was another case of deceit and deception.
Thank you very much, because the motive of why these guys do what they do is always interesting to see, and just they were willing to sacrifice all those lives in that ship so that they could attack somebody else.
That's right.
It is on the record, because I hold LBJ and McNamara more responsible because they were in command of that ship, the commander-in-chief. He had the responsibility, and he committed treason when he said, I don't care if all those sailors die. Now,
I think he said, I don't care if 300 of them die, something like that.
Is that not the definition of treason, Captain?
Well, unfortunately, treason, you have to have a witness or else a confession. And you notice that there was a lot of cover-ups there. Even now, McNair said he didn't remember anything that happened. Well, I just read you what... I think that Dan Smith is probably one of the best witnesses you could call in regard to what he looked up about 20 years ago.
Well, I mean, we have the admirals who admitted to people that, you know, they're on the phone yelling at them, don't we, T-Dub?
Yes, we do. And the main thing was Larry Geisy, after the heroes on the Liberty did what they could do, the first real hero was, American hero, was Joe Tully, the skipper of the Saratoga. And then the second American hero, and this was a very tough guy, was the carrier division commander for the 6th Fleet at the time, a Rear Admiral Larry Geis. And he was refusing to recall the plane because the Liberty was still under attack. Of course, he was right, as history has proven.
And then LBJ gets on the phone and yells at him. We've got a break. We'll come back with four or five more calls and let our guest leave us. Stay with us. One more segment. Your call's coming up, 1-800-259-9231, and then a bunch of other news. Stay with us. We'll be right back, InfoWars.com.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's our final segment with, his virgin maiden radio interview, Captain Ward Boston, dropping bombshell after bombshell, no pun intended, on us, concerning the attack on the USS Liberty in 1967. We've got the filmmaker Tito Howard with us. And we're going to talk to Mark, Joe, John, and a couple others in this final segment. What an amazing individual, Captain Ward Boston. He was... a fighter pilot or fighter bomber pilot off of the Yorktown when it was under attack, lost a third of their squadron in the FBI, went back into the Navy and became a captain, was there, boarded via destroyer, the USS Liberty, a couple days after it got attacked, got it into Yalta, and then witnessed all this history. I was telling him during the break I'd like to get him on just to talk about it, what it was like being on the Yorktown. We need to tell these stories and have these incredible heroes on the air. It's just absolutely amazing, and I'm so honored to have him here. And I was begging him to come back on to talk about the Yorktown later. That's incredible stuff, just from the black and white film I've seen of it. You said during the break there was one more thing you wanted to say, one more item, Captain, before we take these final calls.
Yeah, well, I think the good thing about not having a computer, I don't get any hate mail, but I do have somebody sent me this. It's entitled Israel's Enemies Revisit USS Liberty, written by Jerome S. Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N. And as I read one part, periodically an enemy of Israel surfaces and once again revives the ancient canard of an attack. liberty during the Six-Day War. Then he says how they won the war. And then he says, in any case, just this week, October 27, 2003, in Washington Times, Captain Ward Borg, former Navy attorney involved in the investigation of the incident, suddenly had an epiphany wherein he reveals that he was told by President Lyndon Johnson, that's untrue, I never said I was told, and then a parent, now conveniently deceased, Johnson, yes, and he said, and former Defense Secretary Robert S. McNamara, parent also now conveniently deceased.
That was Admiral Kidd that talked to him and told you directly. Now,
yeah, but
think
about... He's saying that McNamara is deceased. Now, I wonder if McNamara knows that.
Well, it's amazing, but I mean, here's the point here. I'm not against Israel. I don't support these Arab countries. They'd slit my throat. But I don't support what Israel's doing either. I don't support what a lot of these corrupt governments are doing.
Yeah.
And we have to stand up for our troops, folks.
That's right.
And these people that say they're patriots, you got to be a patriot all the way.
That's right.
This isn't, let's just kill all our sailors. Ha, ha, ha. We had a sicko caller about a week ago. Remember that, Tito? Who said, hey, you know, if it's for Israel, kill our troops.
Yeah.
So what? Who cares? You know, you just don't like Israel. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the biggest lie of the ages, and that is that these people who claim to be Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan, and those are not my words.
I'm not going to go there.
Those are not my words. Those are Christ's words.
Yeah, I understand, but hold on a second. What I'm trying to say to you is, Mark, that's exactly what the media tries to get people to do, where you can't criticize any policy of Israel, or you're saying, criticize. What do I do on this show? I expose corruption.
Well,
and I'm saying you hurt the case of the liberty
people,
and government corruption by going there. But go ahead, do it.
Well, these people are not Israelites. They're Esau, Edomite, and God has cursed them, but he's using them against us in high places, even in our government. And I'm telling you, it's the lie of the ages. If this could get exposed to the world, it could cause us to wake up, and we could see peace like you have never seen it overnight.
Okay, thanks for the call. Captain, any comments to that?
Well, I agree with the people in a high place in our government. There again, I think I've said enough on that.
Well, people in high places, you know, LBJ, McNamara.
Oh, yeah, but he was talking about the Israeli influence that's now, I think he meant currently in our government, and I think you can see some of that.
Well, that's certainly there, but to say that a whole group of people are bad, I don't agree with that.
Oh, I agree with you. Of course not. Treat people individually. I think the golden rule is the easiest way to follow that.
Well, look, the French spy on us, the British spy on us, the Russians spy on us. When I accuse Putin of spying on us or Jiang Zemin, I remember press reports when all the Chinese spying was going on 5 years ago, and it was, is it anti-Asian to criticize the spies? So I'm not going to fall into that whole thing of, yeah, it's because Chinese are evil, that's why they're spying on us. No, it's a government. And it needs to be exposed. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, look at that Pollard, too, is a classic example.
Exactly. But let's talk to Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This question goes to motive. It was my understanding that, of course, on June 5th, 1967, when Israel responded to a large buildup of Egyptian troops in the Sinai, that was the official start of the Six Days War. And, of course, the Liberty was attacked on June 8th. It was my understanding that at that time, a young Ariel Sharon had captured a contingent of the Egyptian troops in the Sinai.
Yeah, that's true.
And was executing them with blindfolds, hands bound, etc., in violation of the Geneva Convention. And that, in fact, USS Liberty was a surveillance ship and had
witnessed it. Well, it was a surveillance. Hold on. We've gone over this and over this. It was a surveillance ship, but the government could have recalled that ship at any time. That ship was there under federal control. And again, when they called LBJ, they already knew it was the Israelis doing it. It was a set-up deal. Go ahead.
In any case, the fact that the USS Liberty had recorded these events, i.e. the execution of all of these POWs in the Sinai, That's why the Israeli government ordered that ship sunk.
Okay, comments, well, Mr. Howard?
Yeah, that was one of the reasons, I understand, but I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, it's true. That was more of a breakthrough by Jim Bamford in his book, Body of Secrets. It's a very important book, and I would encourage your listeners to get that book and to watch our film.
But from talking to the survivors, from talking to you, from talking to Moore and others, the big motive is sink the ship, blame it on Egypt.
That was wrong.
Yes, but that's true, but they sometimes, those that hear that argument, confuse it with saying bring the United States into the war. I don't believe that's accurate.
No, bring public opinion.
I don't think the
opinion.
Israelis needed us in, but they want, if you will remember, 11 years before this 67 war, under the cover of the Hungarian Revolution, the Israelis, with the assistance of the English and French, attacked Egypt and took Sinai all the way to the east bank of the canal. And we weren't consulted. Eisenhower was furious, and he sailed part of the Sixth Fleet in between the British fleet and the...
Got to boil it down. This was to get support.
Yeah, but I'm about to do that. Just Eisenhower then told the Israelis to get out. It was an election year in 56, and the Israelis refused. A lot of pressure by Eisenhower, threat to cut off aid and so on. So they finally got out in 56. Now, if the ship, the Liberty, was sunk, all hands killed, and it was blamed on Egypt, it would have been believed. The Egyptian Air Force was destroyed on the 8th of June. The war was all over. There was no fighting on the 8th of June. And the Israelis took the Golan Heights the next day, around noon on the 9th.
So the point is, we're almost out of time.
Yeah, okay, is that Israelis got out because of world public opinion and American political pressure.
Well, that's it.
If it was the Egyptians that did it, or we believe that, then there would be no world public opinion, or certainly not American political pressure for the Israelis to hang on to Sinai.
Yeah, that's
it. And if it wasn't for the survival of the Liberty, the Israelis would still have Sinai.
Let's take a call. If it wasn't for the survival of Liberty, the Israelis would still have the Sinai. John in Ohio. Go ahead, John.
I wanted to make a more general point about the total corruption and sociopathic nature of the media and the military-industrial-controlled government in this country, and I think it sort of coincides with the 40th anniversary of the assassination by those forces of the President John F. Kennedy. When you put all this together with Bamford's book, Body of Secrets, the Northwoods document that they planned to kill Americans to frame up Cuba to justify an invasion, the killing of Kennedy, according to people like Colonel Fletcher Prouty, because he was going to get out of Vietnam, because he was going to normalize relations with Cuba, the killing of American soldiers on the Liberty, you begin to see that the media and the government are colluding in not only the crimes but the cover-up, and bringing it down to this day when people can't believe that they would be involved in allowing or shepherding or orchestrating the 9/11 attacks. I think you begin to see that all of this is within their sociopathic character.
Okay, let me get comments from Captain Boston on what you said and Tito Howard. Go ahead, gentlemen.
I'm not sure I can expand on it. Go ahead, Tito.
Well, no, there's a lot of truth in what this man said, and much of it is not known. The thing with the Liberty, it is perhaps the greatest scandal in the history of the United States. And if we had known the true nature of that attack, we would not have vetoed every resolution at the UN to protect Israel. Just four weeks ago.
Okay, I've got to cut it off now because we got a break, and those don't change. John, thanks for the call. Tito Howard, hold over because I want you to plug the video. Captain Boston, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to call you tomorrow and talk to you about some issues. I really appreciate you, Captain, doing the right thing, having the courage to go public when you saw this disgusting propaganda book put out by Crystal. And God bless you, sir, and thank you for your service to our country.
Well, I think you're adding a good service to the country by having the courage. And I listen to George Noyes and Norvard Bell at night because sometimes you hear things there you don't hear anyplace else.
All right. Well, we definitely put out a lot of the info here. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Captain Boston. We'll talk to you soon in the future. And we'll be back real quick with Tito Howard to plug his video. Then I'm going straight to a bunch of news you don't want to miss. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a Gold Alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net.
Folks, I got news articles here where if somebody puts out an ad saying single white female seeking single white male, they're being threatened with arrest. Complaints are being filed in England saying it breaks the racism code. So you're arrested now. They have hate crime sweeps for speech there. This is purely Orwellian. That's coming up. A bunch of other news. CIA warns on new generation of biological weapons, race specific. Yeah, you're the ones making them. That's all coming up, and some more of your calls. But Tito Howard, it's been great having you up for this series. I know we're going to get Admiral Moore on sometime this week and then end the series for now. It's been, I guess, a four-part series then. when we have Admiral Moore on. But real quick, now I'm going to be carrying it. I've ordered some now. I'm putting it up on the shopping cart and everything later this week on the toll-free number. It's not there yet. We're not going to advertise it, you know, until we have them. We're going to be selling the Loss of Liberty videos. That way you support Tito and his work and my work. But you can get them from him, directly from Tito. I just want to get the information out. Tito, give them the P.O. box and how much a Loss of Liberty video is.
25 apiece. We're selling them 3 for $50 also. But it's important that people know the facts. And the video, there's 6 Medal of Honor heroes. One of them just died. Alex, I just found that Mitchell Page, the great Marine hero, died day before yesterday. But he's in the film. We have Admiral Moore, Merlin Starrings in there, Ray Davis, the hero of the Chosen Reservoir.
Tell folks the P.O. Box, please.
Okay, it's send it to Howard Films or Liberty Alliance, Box 663, Front Royal, that's two words, Front Royal, Virginia, 22630.
All right. Listen, Tito, I want to thank you for coming on the show. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Great. I thought Boston was terrific.
He was amazing. And don't we have more for Friday?
Well, I hope Friday. I'm going to be with the Admirals tomorrow, and that's one of the things
okay.
on my list.
Well, that'll be our final part of the series. Thank you, sir. Take care. We're going to come back in the next segment, get to news, calls, a bunch of stuff. I'll tell you right now, I didn't plug my videos or my books last hour. That's how we support this operation. You notice I bring other authors up, other people, promote what they're doing, put out what they're doing, whether it's Barry Hamish from, you know, Jerusalem or Tito Howard from Virginia. And we need your support. The country needs your support because I authorize you to make copies of my professionally produced documentary films. I've made 10 films. Matrix of Evil's the new one. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Congressman Ron Paul, Frank Morales, police state expert, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself. Great speeches, great interviews, video clips, documents, what the New World Order's doing, how they're engineering a global depression, a police state. Matrix of Evil is a really powerful video, 2 hours, 10 minutes, $25.95. Order 3 or more of any of my 10 films. They drop down to $20 a piece, big discount. The new book is Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. And there is no question, we cover this in Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3. We cover this in Matrix of Evil, different facets of it. That whether it's the German or the Israeli or the Chinese or the British or the U.S. government, the same global criminals are controlling all these governments. No matter what color they are, they're in an allied crime syndicate. They're carrying out terror. And if we don't get the message out that government stands to gain from terror, and then when we give up liberty, we get tyranny, not security. If we don't get the word out on this, folks, they're going to keep blowing stuff up and getting us into wars or getting us to give up liberties. They're setting it up. We've got to create an awakening, a revelation of this fact, and my videos are the best tools we've found to do it. So call today, get the videos, get one, get two, get three, get all 10. Get the new book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Or call toll-free to order. Because secondarily, it also supports this show. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The videos are waking up 90% of those that see them. And they give people a big picture view outside the box so they can understand the real paradigm and get outside the controlled paradigm. That's why these videos are so important. They connect the dots. They project the lines, as Mr. Welch said. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So stop doing nothing. You want a tool to wake somebody up? This is it. We'll come back and get into just an absolute plethora of vital news. So please stay with us for the final half hour of this transmission.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? That's right. We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. You've heard all about Avacor on radio and TV for years. That's because Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Avacor has helped people just like you regain their youthful appearance with new healthy hair. So why haven't you called? We want you to try Avacor. We know that once your hair stops falling out and starts to regrow, you'll be glad you did. Still not convinced? Avacor comes with up to a full one-year money-back guarantee. Try getting that anywhere else. Call 800-533-7298. For your risk-free trial of Avacor, call now. 800-533-7298. That's 800-533-7298. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-533-7298.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Folks, if we don't cut through this political correction, it's going to get into Orwellian mind control. Here's mainstream news out of London in the Sun. You can't white that on your blackboard. Lovely pub landlady Diane Prestige advertised to meet a single white male and has been accused of racism. The mother of three was down in the dumps after her husband left her and two close pals died. So she chalked on the chalkboard outside her pub, wanted part-time single white male, 40 to 50. And she's been accused of being a racist. And you know, that's the type of news. I got a bunch of that political correctness mind control news here in front of me. UN group seeks control of the Internet. We'll also get into thumbs pay at some stores. USA Today, how wonderful thumb scanning to buy and sell is. Lawyers and civil liberties groups condemn jury curbs or get rid of juries. Thieves are targeting stately homes thanks to gun confiscation in England. Protests begin, but majority backs Bush visit as support for war surges. What does that mean? Talk about propaganda. So that's just some of what is coming up here in just a few minutes. So definitely stay with us. And I know we have Coy and others that are patiently holding. We'll get to you, too. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-259-9231. For the next 5 minutes, though, Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, your body 70% water, herbicides, pesticides, chlorine, fluoride, MBTE, Prozac, Ritalin, hormones, birth control pills, cleaners, all this stuff. Folks, Austin supposedly has some of the best water in the country out of the aquifer. It tastes like kerosene after it goes through the city system. Okay? They take good well water and ruin it. Out in L.A., you drink toilet to tap, folks. They take sewage, and that's what you drink, is cleaned sewage. Stop it! It's insane! They found Prozac in most of the lakes in the country, and rivers and streams. It's time to take control with a high-quality, easy-to-use, gravity-fed water filtration system that you can put together in 2 minutes. And they got little portable sports bottles that clean your water when you're out and about. They don't cut everything out like the big units, but most of it. Water is so important. We focus on food and vitamins and all this, but not water. Okay, this is such a big deal. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Alex. How are you today?
Fantastic.
Good. Well, thanks for having me. I did want to go over, you know, what our specials are for the month, but I found a really neat site online. Is it okay if I tell people about it?
Sure.
It's about water, and you probably know about it. I don't. I didn't. One of my customers faxed it to me. It's a watertechonline.com. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
It's really great. They have article after article after article about the different problems that people have in the water. It's great, and they take it back to where they, you know, got the information from. And I was reading, you know, some of the different archived things that they have on their program, and just from the 12th of November, their main thing was that, you know, Al-Qaeda water poisoning threat report released, and, you know, just different things about, you know, different towns in the United States that have, here's one here.
Well, I mean, Debbie, every month, every couple weeks, there's articles of some town in Austin or outside Austin, you know, where they say, boil your water. Folks, look, I don't sell snake oil. I sell things I believe in. Real simple stuff like books, videos, water filters. You know, it's about taking control of your life.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just reading an article in here about where they told people to just the other day to boil their water because the water main broke. You know, so even when things that seem to be not that big a deal, you know, in your neighborhood or in your town or your community, and a water main breaks, well, bacteria builds up in there, and it does like a backwashing.
And they don't usually find out about it until people get sick. But look,
correct.
Forget when there's big problems. The problem's already there with the fluoride and the chloride and the arsenic and the dead bacteria and the sewage and the Prozac. Many folks, seriously, I drink nothing but filtered water. The bottled water isn't safe. That's been all over the news. Dannon yogurt water killed people in New York 2 years ago. It's time to get a Big Berkey. It's the best unit out there. What are the specials?
We have the November special is one Berkey light with the lights, either white or blue, and a set of the PF4 fluoride reduction filters. Normally, that would be a $308 retail, and we have a special price for $259, which is a $49 savings. Or they can get the Berkey light without the lights with either a free sport Berkey or a free bottle of potassium iodate, which would be a $238 value for $199.
Now, that's a good deal.
They really are. They really are, because those are real affordable. And
you also have a sports bottle special.
Yes, the sport bottles. We have five of the generic labeled sport bottles for $99, which would be $170 retail. So you save $71 on that, or you can get 12 of the generic labeled sport bottles.
Now, what does that mean, generic? Because that's what I bought from you.
I know. It just means that they have the same filter element in them, but they don't say sport Berkey on the bottle. They give us a good deal on them because they don't have to, you know.
No, I know about printing costs. I know about printing costs. You save money
right.
by not, you know.
So we save money on it, and we want to pass the value on to others, because our main heart is we want to see that everybody who hears the sound of our voice or knows someone or advertise, whatever, that they get good water, because this really is good water. And not only that,
you're up in Dallas, and they just found Prozac there in the fish.
Yes. Yes, they did. And then right in Fort Worth, which is, you know, I get my water from Lake Arlington. So, you know.
So, I mean, folks, I see these articles every day. I see them every couple of weeks around Austin. I mean, this is ridiculous. Now that Sports Berkey value, and this will do 600 refills. So for $25 a piece or $20 a piece, however much you're selling them for, think of the money you'll save not buying the bottle of water. You just put the water in it, comes out. It's great, folks. What's the deal on that again?
It's either you can get 5 of the generic labeled bottles for $99, which is $170 value, or you can get 12 of the generic labeled bottles for $199.
And folks, it's a great gift, and it doesn't cut everything out. It cuts most of it out. The big Berkey does get it all out of there, the big high-quality unit. So please call Debbie. She's a great lady. You can get great deals from her. 1-888-803-4438. They make our international shortwave possible as well. Our big sponsor there, very important. So you're all, and the new Berkey lights, black Berkeys, are made right here in America, not in England. And if you want the British stainless steel ones with the white elements, go ahead. They've got those too. 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Bye.
You bet. And again, folks, if you call, it's just her there answering. Leave her name and number. If she doesn't answer, she'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. Now, okay, I know we got some callers, and I want to cover some of this news that's here in the stack in front of me that I haven't gotten to. Mark, who's up first there? Okay, well, we'll go to Coy first here in just a few minutes. Let me get to some of this news first, so callers, just be patient. Again, I covered quite a bit of this, but not all of it. I just mentioned this woman the sign that she put out continued to say, "Must like cats, must have a wicked sense of humor to cheer up an overworked, underpaid, flu-ravaged pub landlady." And that's what she put out in her little help wanted ad. They tried to say it was racism and she might be arrested now. I mean, again, this is the type of stuff that the government's doing. Here's another one. Women unhappy about Hampton School's Confederate names. That's Associated Press. A substitute school teacher in Hampton has started a petition to change the name of Robert E. Lee Elementary and Jefferson Davis Middle Schools. And she says that it's inappropriate and psychologically damaging to send a predominantly black student population into buildings named after Confederate leaders. She says that 94% of the students at Lee Elementary and 66% of Davis Middle School are black. Folks, the point is, nobody cares. It wasn't about slavery. It's just a big diversion. It's just so incredible. How about we get the government to stop shipping drugs into the black community? How about we do something real, folks? And I've got a whole stack of articles here where they are removing things and removing names and changing history. Another issue here, I'm sure you've heard the guest, Bev Harris and others we've had on, the CIA runs 3 of the big 5 touchscreen companies. Former executive directors, deputy directors run the companies. They've been caught in meetings by the press. It's been in mainstream news, but again, in newspapers here and there, never on the national TV, saying that the people have found out about what we're doing with these touchscreen systems. We've got to use our friends in the military defense complex and the media to cover this up. Don't let anybody know we're having this meeting. It could be considered racketeering, you know, with the government and the touchscreen electronic systems companies. And so all this has come out in the news and in just hundreds of elections concerning these companies, dozens concerning Diebold. You'll have numbers come out, more votes than were actually cast for the establishment candidates, just fraud everywhere. You'll have, you know, in Texas, in one county, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported that they had 18,500 and something votes cast for three candidates that showed up, even though there weren't that many registered voters. I mean, it's just over and over and over again. They're really doing it, but people can't believe we're losing our right to vote. The city of Austin could care less. They just went ahead and put the things in. And here's the spin out of the Boston Globe. It's the computer's turn to mess up elections. And the whole article is, oh, it's just an accident. You know, just like the Chads in Florida, they didn't mean it. They're going to fix the problems. Oh, really? Is that why one of the chief engineers at Diebold quit and said that, you know, these things are a joke? There's back doors into them, wireless internet connections. They've caught Diebold doing this in elections in California, accessing it, manipulating it during elections, during people casting ballots. I mean, it's incredible. And then people win elections who didn't really win. It's proven, and they stay in office because the state and federal election boards certify it. Nearly a year before the presidential election, concerned citizens are already crying foul, but nobody's arguing over butterfly ballots or punch cards this time, as they did during the indeterminable Florida recount of 2000. After all, it's the 21st century now. All future elections will be messed up by the aid of computers. Various local elections throughout the United States early this month proved worrisome hints of the woes to come. They've had touchscreens in for at least 8 years around the country. Hundreds of them. Now it's thousands of them. Tens of thousands of them. I mean, most of the counties in Texas now have this. Austin has gone to this entirely. The California election was mainly done on Diebold machines. And so this was already going on. Now people are paying attention. Now election judges are being exposed. Now there's poll watchers. Now people are comparing the numbers. You see, that's why we're now watching them. That's why every election's a fraud. I mean, everyone. It's ridiculous. In Boone County, Indiana, a high-tech voting machine counted 144,000 electronic ballots in a precinct that contained fewer than 19,000. Did you hear that? In Fairfax County, Virginia, a Republican school board candidate lost by a handful of votes, then learned that at least one of the computerized ballot boxes had a glitch that may have subtracted some of her votes. It's hard not to think I have been robbed. And it just goes on for page after page, but they say it's all a big accident. Let's go to Coy in Missouri, then back in the news. Coy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, two items. Second one is the most interesting. First one was, wanted to run these by your guests today, but maybe you can mention it to them when you talk to them. But a number of years ago, Spotlight wrote an article. It came from that Victor Ostrovsky. He was a Mossad agent that defected. I think he wrote a book also that the Mossad, although the thing is highly compartmentalized, so there's some questions about if it was the Mossad that did it. But he came to the prime minister, a member of this group, and told the prime minister of Israel that they had discovered a plot by the Arabs or something to blow up this military barracks, where your guest that they mentioned that so many people died, 230 or something like that. And the prime minister told him, oh, yes, well, should we tell the Americans? The prime minister told him, oh, Americans are big boys. Let them figure it out themselves. Anyway,
well, again, by Americans getting killed, it can be blamed on their enemies. Thanks for the
right.
call.
Second.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this is the most important one right here. A number of years ago, when France was first starting its atomic reactor program, we sent a merchant vessel to France loaded with, I don't know how many tons of enriched uranium.
Yes.
It never got there. And, in fact, 6 months or a year later...
Yeah, Israel's got 400-plus nuclear weapons. Yeah. They've had them since the 60s.
I know that. It never got there. And even 6 months or a year later, none of the crew had ever showed up. And about a year later...
I got to let you go. Send me some info on it, sir. Thank you. Very good points. Ron in New York, go ahead. Going to calls quick.
Alex?
Yes?
The National Commission investigating the 9/11 terrorist attack, Governor Kane, there's a steering committee of victims' relatives, family members that is, you know...
Involved in the case.
Is involved in the case, And I'm wondering if it would be a good idea for you to inform that steering committee about your films.
You know, I've had the head of one of the steering committees. It's a big whitewash operation. The real victims are represented by Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, and he's saying the government carried 9/11 out. So when you see victims' families on TV, generally it's the stage groups under federal control.
So there'd be no purpose in sending this steering committee your films. That's not...
No, I think that would be good. It's always good to educate people. You need to educate the victims themselves.
There you go.
When you see their name in the paper and where they live, call and get their address and
mail
them a copy.
Well, here's the address for the steering committee if you want it.
Okay, what's the address?
Email address. It's H. Herbert... Thomas Peter http://www independent.
Yeah, you never have to put the HTTP. You don't have to put the www.
Okay, independent commissioner committee. I don't know which one it is. Independent .org.
And listen, I got to let you go. Thanks for the call. A lot of interesting points. I'm just frustrated here because I got loaded phones and a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to. So we're going to come back, try to jam two more calls in, hit four or five more news stories as quickly as possible. And thanks a lot, Ron. Just call me back tomorrow with more information. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look. Now you can hear more of A Good Thing. Beginning Monday, November 17th, we are expanding our daily program to 2 hours. A Closer Look will air Monday through Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Join me each day as we take a closer look at the issues that affect your daily lives. I take the mainstream media to task by exposing the real power behind the international elite that are working to bring this great nation to its knees. A Closer Look puts you in the driver's seat by keeping you informed. Our program, combined with other programs on this network, such as Alex Jones, strives to present a united front on the war against corruption being perpetrated by our politicians. We provide you the means to halt their assault so we can take our country back. So join me Monday through Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Be there.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, I get very frustrated sometimes with just loaded phones and tons of news. Let me just mention a few of these stories, and I'll jam Peter and John in. I'm sorry to all the other callers. UN Group seeks control of the Internet. Washington Times, Geneva, government spearheaded by China, Brazil, India, Russia, Saudi Arabia are trying to place the Internet under the control of the United Nations or its member governments and move the United States and other developed countries are determined to resist. Yeah, we built it, okay? But the point is, the U.S. government already gave the UN control of domain names and the registrars and the control. So that's already happened. But they're very close to voting to do that, and we'll be under it because we've signed on to the UN, and our Supreme Court says they'll follow the UN's orders. USA Today reporting, thumbs pay at some stores. A pet store in Herndon, Virginia will supply, will sell puppies for cash, credit card, or with your thumbprint. It goes on to say how wonderful thumb scanning is to buy and sell and how everybody's doing it. This is the control grid, folks. London Independent, lawyers and civil libertarians groups condemn jury curbs. They talk about how in England they're getting rid of almost all the juries. Again, folks, total tyranny. A few other articles I'm going to hit on if we have time, but right now, Peter in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
Morning, Alex. Good to hear your voice. I've been listening for a couple years and putting out the word. You might be able to help us to network together since phone calls come in, like, say, Charles, who's been mass-producing videos and what have you. I have very little money to be able, so if we could, I could leave my number later with your producer, and then maybe someone that could send me a video, and then I could, you know, spread them
out. You know, that's a great idea, but here's the problem. We have a very small staff. The guy running the show for a pretty good-sized network is doing the job of three people. So am I. I'm doing John Statmiller's show from 4 to 6 today. Then I'm doing a TV show. Then I'm doing two radio interviews.
Oh, my.
I have to focus like a ninja to have time to brush my teeth. I haven't eaten yet today, sir.
Oh,
I have been up since 6:30 doing radio interviews.
Wow.
I haven't had a meal yet.
Oh, yeah. Go have a good meal.
I'm sorry. I can't do it
okay.
For you.
Let me just share one other thought, please. And I'll hold you in prayer, and I say, Charles, don't be discouraged. Trust in the Lord. I understand the sheriffs will be eliminated and replaced by the U.S. Marshals when the next thing happens. And also, what about this end run by Russia, see, with the U.S., let's say, going into Syria and ultimately getting into the Caspian Sea for the oil? I understand that Putin is former KGB, and they may be going to knock the power grid down here, which will, in other words, the New World Order thinks it's going to win, but Russia may have be having a plan of its own. Hit that, will you, and I'll let you go because you need to let some others in. God
well,
bless
well,
you.
Certainly,
I love
great,
you.
Great points, and I wish there was a way I could get you a copy of the video for free. I tell folks they can make copies. That's all I can do. Big question. All I can say is Russia's under globalist control. They may cause World War III, but it'll be controlled, folks, where they allow Russia and China to grab stuff. We'll be grabbing stuff, but it's all owned by the same banks. John in Tennessee, go ahead. You're our tail gunner. Good to talk to you, John.
Yep.
You're on the air. Okay,
hey,
John's gone. Oh, go ahead, John. Was he there?
Next Tuesday on Discovery Times Channel, it looked like they were showing Operation Northwoods, and it's linked to the murder of JFK. That's November 25 at 8 p.m. Also, today in federal...
Wait a minute. You're telling me a major TV channel is linking Northwoods to Kennedy?
Not quite. It's Discovery Times Channel. It's a new channel that probably nobody gets, but it's a start.
What were they saying?
I saw a picture on the screen, and it looked just like the Northwoods documents from the National Security Archives, and then they started talking about how these new documents are linked possibly to the murder of JFK plot. It has to be Northwoods. It couldn't be anything else.
Well, I know that the former White House press secretary says he knows LBJ told him he killed him.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong, isn't it?
That's pretty good. They all had a hand in it.
They certainly did. Thanks for the call. I'm out of time. Frustrating last few minutes, but it was good radio. We're out of time. Sorry to everybody else. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight central. I'll be on TV. I'll be doing John Show from 4 to 6. I'll be banging my head against the New World Order continually. So support us and spread the word. I'm going to go get something to eat before I pass out. Low blood sugar. Have a good one, folks.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing...